Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I am Pastor Lynn, your associate pastor, and I am here to welcome you to First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake. We are so glad you're with us today. If you're here regularly, hooray. If you're here because you want to see this beautiful production, hooray. We're glad you're with us. We want to invite all of you to fill out that little card that was inside of your bulletin. Just give us your name and some way we can contact you, and we'll reach out to you and let you know more about our congregation and all the wonderful ways that we serve God here. Let's see. There is no Sunday school and nursery today because everybody's going to be here to see this beautiful, beautiful production of Danny and the Shacks. Okay. But I do have a few announcements I want to share with you. First of all, there's going to be a children's book and bake sale on Sunday, August 20th from 10:30 to 5 to support Readers to Leaders. This is a marvelous, marvelous program that we are working to support all over the state of Michigan. It's going to make a difference in the lives of children here in this state and also in the lives of children in Liberia. So we're working on it. And you want to know another way that someone in our church was working on it yesterday? Do you know who it was if you've been on Facebook? Pastor John, wave arm. Pastor John did a bike ride yesterday all the way across the state, 146 miles. And guess how much money he raised? $6,000. All right, I have a couple other announcements. There's going to be a wonderful salad buffet luncheon on Thursday, August 17th, 11:30 to 1. The food is incredible. The fellowship is great. You don't want to miss that. And there's going to be a study called Living Faithfully that will begin Tuesday, August 15th, around noon. And it's going to be a chance to dive more deeply into human sexuality. And it's going to be led by our two senior pastors, Pastor John and Pastor Lindsay. So you need to sign up for that so we have enough books. So please do that. If you're at all curious, you should come. Now I invite you all to stand as we sing our opening song.
Thank you. Amen. Let us continue our act of worship this morning by sharing in an opening prayer. Let us pray together. Lord of all faithfulness, we lift our songs to you in praise and thanksgiving for all the ways you have blessed our lives. Be with our children today in worship as they present a message of hope and faithfulness. Lift their hearts and give them courage to follow you. In your name we pray, amen. We invite you to be seated as we continue singing together.
let me tell you an old, old story. Full of twists, turns, and surprise, we will watch it all unfold. You'll see miracles, you will believe your eyes.
It all began in Babylon, the strongest nation anywhere. When their army entered Judah, they conquered it and captured four young guys.
Well, they obviously captured more than just four young guys.
May I continue? They've been heroes through the ages, with greatness made them high. But these four were unstoppable when it came to the final hour.
But we are getting ahead of the story.
We are getting ahead of the story. So sit back and relax. Sit back and relax. Let us introduce you to Denny.
In the story of Denny and the Shacks, some will face choices where they must physically bow. Others will need to choose
to follow, serve, and worship.
But we are getting ahead of ourselves. Our story begins in Babylon, where Denny and his friends have arrived, having been captured by the Babylonians.
Denny will realize that life in Babylon was very, very different from life in Israel.
Well, aren't you the strongest, best captives I've ever seen? Good for you. We are so glad to have you here in Babylon. This is Helga, and she will give you a tour of the royal weight room, where you will prepare for the Babylonian warrior challenge. What do you say, warriors?
Babylon strong!
Challenge?
What challenge?
Oh, you'll love it. Helga and Olga will tell you all about it. Well, I have to go finish my workout. Time for lunges. Carry on, warriors.
Babylon strong!
Here in Babylon, we work our bodies to the fullest capacity.
We are the best. Now you must be the best.
But it looks like you'll need to train before you compete.
Danny was intrigued when I thought of a physical fitness challenge. In his mind, he pictured himself flying through the chorus, catching barbells left and right as they were thrown at him.
Take that! And that!
Although, that's not exactly what happened. Here's what really happened.
Oh, this doesn't look so tough. Let me just... Oh, that is very heavy. I can't lift that.
He sent it. He sent it. You know the drill.
One, two, three, four, five.
Huh?
We do jumping jacks every time someone says the word can't.
One, two, three, four, five.
You'll get it. We have a bunch of workout words. It keeps things exciting. Just wait till someone says
it. Don't say it.
The king will assign you daily rations of food, especially designed for your strength training needs, so you can serve him.
But we can't eat anything that goes against God's rules, can we?
What are we gonna do, Danny?
You go ask her.
Helga, we would respectfully like to ask that me and my friends would not have to eat any foods against the rules of our God.
We have top chefs cooking for us day and night. Best food in Babylon.
Why in the world would you ask that?
Well, our God gave us rules to live by.
And some are rules about the food we eat and how it's prepared.
Helga, I can't help but notice...
One, two, three, four, five!
...that you are still lifting weights.
Yep, got to keep that heart rate up.
She never stops working out. She's our top warrior.
Babylon strong!
As you know, we are Israelites.
That's the word! Israelites! Israelites! Punch, two, three, four! Run, two, three, four! Ha!
Can we just simply eat vegetables and drink water for the next 10 days? That's a sure way to lose the competition. Even so, we are following rules of the Most High God. It's 10 days till the competition. So how about you let us eat what we want and see how we do?
I don't know. If King Neb sees you looking weak for the competition, he's going to punish us.
Don't worry. Our God will not let us down. He keeps his promises.
And it was time for the competition.
Just look at them. Danny and his friends have only been eating vegetables, and all the while we've been eating like kings. No way they can beat us. No possible way. Babylon strong.
This is on presidential.
And we need to choose.
With the Babylonian.
and not let you down.
Yeah, how did you do it?
It was the Most High God who made us strong.
Whatever, back to business.
Hey boss, if they're gonna be on a team, don't they need Babylonian names?
Good point. From now on, you will be Shadrach, Meshach, and you?
Abednego?
Yeah, that. Back to push-ups.
Look, it's King Neb. Look, it's King Neb. Maybe he's mad that we lost.
I hope he's in a forgiving mood.
Attention, warriors!
Babylon strong!
I'm very impressed with you Israelites.
Israelites! Israelites! 1, 2, 3, 4! 1, 2, 3, 4! Ha!
I can't imagine.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5!
How you did it. You beat my finest people in the Babylonian Warrior Challenge.
Babylon strong!
You easily beat the obstacle course. Even without eating our chef's amazing food. Tell me your names again.
I'm Shadrach.
I'm Meshach. And
I'm just going to call you the Shacks, because you guys rock.
I like it.
You will now be regular competitors in the Warrior Challenge. This is a big honor, you know. You have proven your strength.
Our strength comes from only Yahweh, the Most High God.
We will live and serve here, but please allow us to honor our God with what we choose to eat.
Yahweh, have you ever heard of that guy? But King Neb doesn't seem to be upset about the Most High God.
Yeah, he loves those guys.
Maybe we ought to become vegetarians too.
Not.
King Neb agreed, and Danny and his friends continued to quietly follow God.
In fact, 3 years later, they were even stronger and healthier.
They choose to have faith and follow God even when it was unpopular.
Even when it seemed like the better choice would have been to do things the Babylonian way.
It's easier said than done to say to do, you know you are.
It's easier said than done to be in the world but not forget your call.
One decision can change everything and set the course of your life. Will you look to God or go it alone? Everyone decides. Everyone decides. I want to see the hand of God in the world around me in every part.
I want to hear his gentle voice teaching me to hear his heart.
I will depend on God in everything, for he's the source of my life. I will seek his ways and not my own, and trust in him alone. I'll trust in him alone.
But faith believes the impossible, impossible. Believe.
Babylon went by, as time does, and Danny and the Shacks adjusted to their new life.
Danny and his friends continued to pray to God for wisdom to live in this new land. Above all, they continued to trust God that he would take care of them.
Soon, Danny was placed in a high position and sent off to oversee operations in various parts of the land.
The king appointed the Shacks over Providence and Babylon.
One day, the king had a big announcement.
What a great king I am! Look at all I've accomplished! All praise and glory go to me! Just wait until you see what I've built.
Babylon strong!
A 90-foot golden statue of our favorite person, me! And when the beat drops, you must all fall down and worship this golden image of me! Anyone who does not bow will be thrown into a furnace of blazing fire.
Danny, we've got a problem.
There's no way we're bowing to that thing. Why?
Of course not.
We can't.
One, two, three, four, five.
Shack, Shacky, Shacksters. I know you have your own beliefs, but do you realize what needs to happen here, right?
I mean, it's going to be really obvious if everyone's bowing to this statue, and you three aren't.
To my loyal Babylonians, I was just talking to my very best friends, the Shacks, and they have reminded me that there is only one true God, so I am taking down the statue. We will all worship the one true God.
Yeah, that's not what happened.
This is what happened. This is what happened.
If anyone does not bow to the statue, I want them thrown into the fiery furnace immediately.
You want things through, Shack Kessels. King never respects your beliefs. Your God helped you in the warrior challenge. Babylon strong!
Many people are impressed with God. With God. But just because someone is impressed doesn't mean their life is changed.
We don't want to lose you. You will be no use to your God after you've been toasted.
If you'll just make this one compromise, you'll be able to keep serving your God for a long, long time.
It's easy to compromise.
And it's also easy to get caught up worshiping other things.
But we have to stay true to our God.
We won't bow. Simple as that.
I'd like to begin the festivities for a gigantic, enormous worship service for the most amazing king around. Me. Welcome to our party. I'm so glad you came. It's a big celebration to praise my name. Now we're here, there's something you should know. I almost hate to mention it, but here it goes. Let's all celebrate and have some fun. But before we do anything else, first you gotta bow.
Bow down to your king, to the statue sing. Bow down, bow down. Bow down to your king, bring an offering. Bow down, bow down. You're gonna wanna stand if you go with the flow. Surely you don't mind if you bow down low. Bow down to your king, bow down to your king. Bow down, bow down, bow down.
Do it this once. Compromise, you gotta think of yourself and compromise. The end will justify the means, plus if you don't go along, everyone will see.
Bow down to your king, the statue sing. Bow down, bow down. Bow down to your king, bring an offering. Bow down, bow down.
You're gonna bow down low. One, two, three, four, bow.
God has power, we can sing, we're gonna stand.
We only worship him and bring him. Right, we're gonna stand.
We stand for the one true king. He is the Lord over everything. We stand for the only one worthy of praise, and his will be done. We stand for the hope of all race. He will rescue us and he will save. We stand and the will not bow, for he will deliver us even now. We stand for the one true king. He is the Lord over everything. We stand for the only one worthy of praise. His will be done. We stand for the hope of grace. He will rescue us and he will save. We stand and the will not bow, for he will deliver us even now. We stand.
When all was said and done, the shacks did not bow. In fact, they stood tall.
Helga brought the matter with the king the following day. Well, they were all, I hate to say it, plagued.
Oh, king, your royally muscliness, did you notice conveniently your favorite Hebrews forgot to bow when the bead dropped at the ceremony?
Those cool cats, the shacks? Are you sure? I love that band.
They must still be loyal to God. After all, they are Israelites.
Israelites! Israelites! 1, 2, 3, 4! 1, 2, 3, 4! Ho!
The nerve! How ungrateful of them! After I put them in charge of the provinces here in Babylon, bring them here! Come on now, Shacks. Let's be reasonable here. All you have to do is bow to a big golden statue of me, and then all will be forgiven. Otherwise, you'll be thrown into the fire. Kishar, Davka, tell him about it.
It is so hot, King. You can toast a marshmallow in 1 second.
And pop popcorn in 3 seconds.
And bake a pizza in 5.
Let's just say we don't want to be anywhere near it.
Much less in it. I crack myself up.
Our God can deliver us from the fire. And even if he doesn't, he's still more powerful than all your gods.
We stand firm. We will not bow to your statue or your gods.
Pity. I really liked you, Shacks.
Those shackles were thrown into the furnace, not so hot.
They were stuck without a chance to ever make it out. But to the people's surprise, they were untouched by the heat.
Oh my God,
God is with you in the fire. He's with you in the flames. He is here when you call his name. He's with you in the fire. He's with you in the flames. He is here and he will stay.
Bring it.
Too hot to handle, too hot. Don't give in to your fear. The enemy's a liar. Too hot to handle, too hot. God is here. He's here, Lord.
Lord in the fire.
So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were brought out of the fire.
The fire had not burned any of them.
Once again, King Neb was very impressed that their God had
saved them
from the fiery furnace.
Praise be to the God of the Shacks, who has sent his angel to rescue them. They were willing to give up their lives rather than serve any god but their own. Therefore, I decree that if anyone says anything bad about their god, they will be forced to do 1,000 jumping jacks and 5 million sit-ups. There is no other god like theirs.
Woo!
Yeah!
And King Neb promoted the Shacks to lead in the provinces of Babylon.
The years went by and new kings came and went until a different king arrived with a very different bent.
He loved his music and this much we know, but you've never seen him without his saxophone.
Out, so he converted the weight room into a palace recording studio.
One day, in fact, he planned to put Danny in charge of the whole kingdom. Soon, Danny would be the second most powerful musician in the land.
He is a foreigner, and he's going to rule over us? He doesn't even practice piano every day for 7 hours. He keeps stopping to pray to his god.
I'm warming up and vocalizing like every second. Me, 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 me.
The other leaders were jealous and tried to find something to blame Danny for.
They decided to trick the king into making a law that they knew Danny wouldn't follow.
Let's make a law that everyone in the land has to pray to King Darius every single day for 30 days.
Perfect. And if they don't?
We'll throw them in the lion's den. The lion den!
So they approached the king.
Let me get this straight. Everyone will pray to me for 30 days?
Yep.
Not gonna lie, I love that idea.
And just in case the king realized it was a trap for Danny, they wrote in a clause making sure the law would go right into action and could never be changed.
Danny still prayed 3 times a day with all his windows open so all could see.
God, you are the one and only true God. My life is always in your hands. Please guide me today as I follow and seek your will. Amen.
The jealous musicians alerted King Darius to Danny's actions right away. And King Darius realized the horror that he had to follow through on his decree and send Danny to the lion's den.
I'm so sorry, Danny. I was tricked into making this decree. I hope your God will deliver you from the lion's den.
Don't worry, King, it's all right. My God will protect me. We'll jam again, you'll see.
And Danny was tossed into a den of lions. Dun, dun, dun. You know that feeling you get? In the pit of your soul. When you think about a burger and you want to swallow it all, there's a sweet satisfaction knowing all will soon be fine. You've heard the dinner bell and it's finally supper time.
Down a certain doom. They even got a stone closed like a tomb.
All seemed lost. What would Danny do? He would trust God to see him through.
Lions grinned, waiting for a treat. If their tummies were happy, they'd feel such sweet relief. But to their surprise, it all went south. God sent an angel,
God shut their mouths.
God shut their mouths.
God shut their mouths.
God shut their mouths. When it seemed there was no way out,
God shut their mouths.
I think they're trying to speak. I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
Perhaps I can jump in and translate. Welcome to our home.
Sorry about the mess.
But it's not a bother.
Oh, he wants to eat you.
Oh, thank you anyways. I'm just gonna go stand over here.
God shut their mouths. God shut their mouths.
God shut their mouths.
God shut their mouths. When it seemed there was no way out, shut their mouths. Place was in that lion's den. The center of his will, best place you ever been. The lions know now there's a doubt about God. God shut their mouths. God shut their mouths.
God shut their mouths.
God shut their mouths. It seemed there was no way out.
I will sing and shout. God shut their mouths.
God shut their mouths.
God shut their mouths.
God shut their mouths. When it seemed there was no way out,
God shut their mouths.
When it seemed there was no way out, God shut their mouths. When it seemed there was no way out, God shut their mouths.
Out of the den, no wound could be found on him because he had trusted his God.
Even when you are in Babylon, you can still be in presence of Almighty God.
Better is one day in his presence than a thousand spent anywhere else.
Dwell in the tents of the wicked.
To the Lord our God is the sun and shield, the Lord gives favor and honor.
No good thing does he who told from those whose walk is blameless.
Blessed is the man who trusts in you.
Blessed is the man who trusts in you.
Blessed is the man who trusts in you. I'm blessed.
We're blessed.
We're blessed. We're blessed.
Blessed is the man who trusts in you. I'm blessed.
We're blessed.
We're blessed.
We're blessed.
Blessed is the man who trusts in you. I'm blessed.
We're blessed.
We're blessed.
Blessed is the man who trusts in you. We're blessed.
Better is one day. Better is one day. Oh, better is one day in your hearts. Better is one day. Better is one day. Oh, better is one day in your hearts.
Than a thousand elsewhere. Than a thousand elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. Than a thousand elsewhere. Than a thousand elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts.
Blessed the man who trusts in you, I'm blessed. You're blessed. Blessed the man who trusts in you, I'm blessed. You're blessed. Blessed the man who trusts in you, I'm blessed. You're blessed. Bless the man who trusts in you, I'm blessed. You're blessed. Bless the man who trusts in you, I'm blessed. You're blessed. Bless the man who trusts in you, I'm blessed. We're blessed. Bless the man who trusts in you, I'm blessed. You're blessed. Bless the man who trusts in you, I'm blessed. You're blessed.
Babylon, a place where it's hard to feel that God is with you.
Rest assured that God is near, no matter where you are.
God gives you strength. God is with you and he gives you strength.
He will be with you in Babylon.
He will be with you in the fire.
He will be with you in the den.
Look wherever God is working.
No matter how disastrous it seems, God is right there in the middle of it.
Even in the most difficult times of our lives,
God is with us. He is listening. In faith, we stand for him.
I will stand for the one true God.
I will stand when no one stands with me.
I will stand for I serve the King.
Even if the world.
Each of us to have faith in different ways. It might be like the Shacks refusing to bow to a false god.
Or it might look like Danny kneeling and praying to God, even when there was a law against it.
Or it might be serving quietly when no one else serves God, and being trustworthy and honest, like Danny and the Shacks.
But whatever way God calls you to stand, he will give you the strength to stand for him.
Even in the lion's den, even in the fire, even when everyone turns away, I will stand for the one true God. I will stand when no one stands with me. I will stand for I serve. Shut their mouths. When it seems there's no way out, now I will sing and shout. God, shut their mouths.
praise and wings. Bow down, bow down, bow down to your king with an offering. Bow down, bow down, bow down to your king with a praise and wings. Bow down, bow down, bow down to your king with an offering. Bow down, bow down.
Now you've heard of Danny's stories, and by now you've realized that it's not about our circumstance, but Almighty God is always on our side.
No matter what you're facing, no matter what they say, put your faith in God alone, He still stands today.
So this isn't the end of the story.
This isn't the end of the story.
Now you've heard the facts.
God still has
mighty acts. Where will nothing go? Oh, Danny! Danny in the shack!
Thank you so much for all of your support for this beautiful musical that we've had today. We are so proud of all the students who are involved in this morning's production. We're so grateful for the efforts that have been made to make this production a reality, for the support of the church, for Susan's leadership. And I just want to invite you to join me one more time in giving our thanks to the great work that the students have put into this show. Amen. As we continue our time of worship this morning, I want to invite you to join me in a time of prayer. Our congregation has a rich history of praying over prayer quilts, and these prayer quilts that we're praying over are hanging up here in front of our chancel area. And so I encourage you to join me as we pray for Larry Marsh and Sylvia Kennedy and Mylani. I invite you to join me now in a time of prayer as we pray for these brothers and sisters. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for these prayer quilts that will be an extension of our congregation's love. We pray especially for Larry and Sylvia and Mylani. May they feel the love of our church and this congregation, especially in these days. Almighty God, we continue our act of worship this morning by praying to you, especially for our brothers and sisters in Hawaii who have had their lives torn apart by raging wildfires. We've seen images of people jumping into the ocean to try to escape the fiery furnace that they've experienced in their own lives. We pray especially for people all around the world for whom peace is a stranger. We celebrate that you deliver us each and every day, that you give us strength and perseverance to face the challenges that we have in our lives. We're grateful for the examples of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, as they were able to face the challenges of their day with courage and strength. We're grateful for this musical, for the faith of the students who put it on, for the leadership and the direction that was given to them so that they could dance and sing all of these beautiful songs and remind us of what it looks like to have the faith that can overcome any obstacles in our way. And so now, God, we pray in this moment of silence, we offer to you the prayers that are near and dear to us, the prayers that are in our hearts as we pray for you to you in this time. And now we continue by praying the prayer that your Son Jesus taught us to pray, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, I would say that previous to yesterday, I had no idea what it meant to be in a fiery furnace. Now I know what that feels like a little bit, at least, riding across the state of Michigan yesterday. And I can't thank you enough for your kind words, whether it be on Facebook or encouraging me to keep pedaling across the state. If you find me out in the back, the AED is on the wall back there. So you can just bring me back to life and we'll have our own resurrection story. But this morning, we have an opportunity to respond to God's goodness in our midst. And one of the ways that we do that is through the giving of our tithes and our offerings. And I want you to know that some of the gifts that you'll share this morning help us do things like this children's musical. They allow us to do ministries that transform the lives and the faiths of students right here in our community and right here in our church. And so as the ushers come forward in just a moment, we invite you to give generously. If this is your first Sunday with us, we want you to know that your presence in and of itself is a gift to us. Feel no obligation to give just by being here. If you wouldn't mind taking a moment and filling out that connection card, that would mean everything in the world to us to just let us know you are here, and somebody from the church will be in contact with you. Will the ushers please assist us as we receive this morning's offering? Amen.
I'd like to begin the festivities for a gigantic, enormous worship service for the most amazing king around. Me. Welcome to our party. I'm so glad you came. It's a big celebration to praise my name. While we're here, there's something you should know. I almost hate to mention it, but here it goes. Let's all celebrate and have some fun. But before you do anything else, first you gotta bow.
Bow down to your king, to the statue sing. Bow down, bow down, bow down to your king, bring an offering. Bow down, bow down. You've got to understand if you go with the flow. Should you have mind if you bow down low? Bow down to your king, bow down to your king. Bow down, bow down, bow down.
Do it this once. Compromise, you gotta think of yourself and compromise. The end will justify the means, but if you don't go along, everyone will see.
Bow down to your king, to the statue sing. Bow down, bow down, bow down to your king, bring an offering. Bow down, bow down. Time is a law that you have to bow. If you can't change your mind, then you better do it now.
On the count of four, you're gonna bow down low.
One, two, three, four, bow. God has the power, he is the king, we're gonna stand.
There's only one God over everything, we're gonna stand.
He is almighty, Yahweh is his name, we're gonna stand.
Him faith,
we're gonna stand. We stand for the one true king, he is the Lord over everything, we stand. He's the only one worthy of praise, may his will be done. We stand in Jehovah reigns. He will rescue us and he will say we stand. And we will not bow, for he will deliver us even now. We stand for the one true reigns. He is the Lord over everything. We stand.
Amen. Thank you so much for telling us the story of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And my favorite part of this whole story is this moment, right, where they're about to get thrown into the fiery furnace, and Nebuchadnezzar is challenging them, is pushing them to ask the question, right, is your God going to deliver you? And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego say, surely my God will deliver me. But if not, I still believe and I promise and I commit not to bowing down and to worshiping your God. And I love that part of the story. So many of us have a conditional faith, one where if everything's going right, if we're you know, cruising down the highway and everything's fine, the windows are down, it's a blue sky, sunny day, then everything's fine and we worship God. But then sometimes when the clouds come in and all of a sudden we throw away all the things that we hold on to in our faith, this story is about perseverance and holding on. We're so proud of you. Thank you for encouraging us in our faith. Thank you for working so hard this week. Let us celebrate them one more time as we give thanks for their great work. Amen. You guys can go. Nice work, guys. Amen. Well, as you go out into the world, I pray that you would hold on to the faith. No matter what life's challenges come your way, I encourage you to hold on to the strength and to believe that your God will deliver you as well. As you go out into the world, I pray you go with the blessing of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let us go loving and serving the Lord. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.